JT here with another Place to Be Nation pod blast coming at you on this Friday from my car. Just wanted to quickly talk about Money in the Bank this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's a SmackDown show for WWE. And of course, I'll talk about, we have bigger previews than what I'm going to talk about here. I just really want to talk about the main event match, which is the Money in the Bank briefcase is on the line. The winner, of course, will take that home, have a shot at the SmackDown World Championship at some point in the next year. And I really like the mix of guys in here. I think it's one of the strongest fields they've ever had. It's pretty streamlined, and it's got all the top guys on SmackDown for the most part. And it's interesting because I can see a case for any of them. I mean, you can say maybe Sami Zayn is the outlier, but even then, they've done stuff like that before where the wild card kind of underdog has come out of the field and won the match. So it wouldn't shock me at all if they do an upset with Sami Zayn winning. I think he's the least likely, followed by Baron Corbin. But I think a lot of this comes down to, two, where do they see Jinder Mahal going? I think he definitely retains over Randy Orton on Sunday. But is he going to lose to John Cena at SummerSlam? Or is John Cena headed to Raw? I mean, they keep saying he's a free agent for some reason. And Roman Reigns has this big announcement coming on Monday night for Raw. What is that about? Is he going to challenge John Cena to SummerSlam match and Cena goes over to Raw? So, I mean, who knows where they're going with that? If Cena's out of the title picture and Mahal retains, I'm kind of leaning towards AJ Styles winning the briefcase. And then he could cash in, beat Mahal down the line. You have Nakamura win the Royal Rumble, and then they fight at Mania. To me, that seems like they're on the collision course for the big match. I don't see Nakamura winning on Sunday the briefcase because they ended SmackDown with him standing tall. And they just generally don't do that historically. So I don't see him coming out with the briefcase in that match. Kevin Owens, to me, is the you know, other guy that has a chance to win just based on his character, based on his gimmick. He's been a guy that could have really won over the past couple of years. So maybe he's someone that cashes in eventually, whether Mahal drops it to someone else and he's a transitional champion. But I really see the end game of AJ and Nakamura coming at Mania. So I think that's where this all boils down to. But the rest of the show looks good, too. I think Charlotte wins the women's match. They always seem to go with her when it comes down to being in a historical position when it comes to the women's division. So it wouldn't shock me at all to have her be the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder winner. There is a rumor out there of a returning female that could win. I'll leave the spoilers to Twitter for you. I'm not going to do that here today, but I could see her showing up. I don't know if I see her winning the match, but possible. The SmackDown Women's Division, though, definitely needs a little bit of a bump. I think Charlotte winning the briefcase could be fun and having her chase champions from time to time on SmackDown. So that'll do it for me. Looking forward to the show. We'll have plenty of preview and review of Money in the Bank. Check out the main event preview that just dropped Friday morning. Scott Criscolo, Jason Greenhouse, Nate Milton on that show previewing the pay-per-view, as well as our written preview by Brian Bayless. He does that each and every month at PlaceNation.com. In our recap, the reaction show with Chris Zellner, and I'm sure he'll have Devin Hales with him as always. That'll be out on Monday, breaking down the show with their reaction. So plenty of Money in the Bank coverage for you. Keep tuned. Subscribe to our feeds. Of course, we're going to have plenty of pod blasts as well coming at you here in the future for PlaceNation. So everyone have a great weekend. Take care. I'm out.